Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're plunging into Warren Adler's novel, Torture Man. And this one's intense. It's not just a thriller. It feels more like an intellectual and honestly an emotional crucible. Especially, I think, for readers who've already sat with its really profound, unsettling themes.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a politically charged story, isn't it? It really forces the reader to grapple with maybe one of the toughest ethical questions out there. Would you abandon your deepest principles to save someone you love? Adler just masterfully dissects that razor-thin line where conviction just crumbles and desperation takes over.
Okay, right. Let's unpack this a bit for readers who know the story. We meet Sarah Rabb. She's this celebrated human rights attorney, a real moral force, right? And she's passionately condemning torture at this big Geneva conference. She's the picture of unwavering principle.
Exactly. And what's so striking almost immediately is her encounter with Hellman. You remember him? This cold, calculating former intelligence guy, that brief interaction they have on the train. It's more than just a meeting. It feels like a collision of worlds. Hmm. You've got idealism versus stark pragmatism.
Yeah.
The sanctity of law bumping right up against the brutal efficiency of force. Adler sets that stage so brilliantly for what's coming.
And then, boom. The floor just drops out from under Sarah. Her daughter is kidnapped. Mm-hmm. And the police, they have nothing.
Yeah.
No leads. And the ransom demand isn't money. It's silence.
Yeah.
Just complete silence. Mm-hmm. No publicity. It's terrifying.
It is. And this brings up a key question Adler seems to be exploring. What actually happens when all the right options just evaporate? Sarah's descent, her spiral into paranoia, it's harrowing to read. Mm-hmm. The book paints her home not as a safe place, but like a cage of anxiety where suddenly everyone is suspect, even her nanny, someone she trusts implicitly. Mm-hmm. Adler really shows you the psychological toll of feeling completely helpless.
So with nowhere left to turn, just consumed by this fear and distress, she makes that. Well, the unthinkable choice.
Mm-hmm.
She reaches out to Hellman, asks for his kind of help.
And if you connect that to the bigger picture, I mean, Adler forces us to watch this ultimate moral inversion unfold. This woman, whose entire identity was built on human rights, who vocally decried torture, now finds herself staring at it as maybe the only viable path to get her child back. The novel doesn't just pivot there. It kind of grabs you and forces you to confront that terrifying blur between justice and vengeance.
Right, between conviction and just raw primal desperation.
Exactly.
So what does this all really mean for us, especially reading it today? Torture Man isn't just uncomfortable reading. It's like you said, a moral grenade.
Mm-hmm.
Because Adler gives no easy answers, does he?
Not at all.
Instead, he just meticulously shows how our core values can warp under extreme personal threat. It asks, does torture ever work?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even more disturbingly, if it does, what's the cost? Not just legally or ethically, but deep down inside us.
And what's so powerful, I think, is how the book explores the fracturing of identity. Her professional self, her ethical self, her maternal self.
Yeah.
They're all under this relentless pressure from fear. Sarah becomes this like internal battleground for these huge questions. And Hellman, he really embodies that slippery slope idea, not as some sudden fall, but as a series of cold, calculated compromises,
right,
each one eroding those moral boundaries, piece by agonizing piece.
And you look at real world headlines today. I mean, torture keeps coming up, doesn't it? Whether it's conflict zones like Ukraine or the Middle East, maybe more covert stuff. Torture Man feels disturbingly, uncomfortably relevant. Adler dares to explore that erosion of civil liberties, this unsettling return almost of sanctioned brutality, and the true devastating cost of trying to maintain ideological purity in a world that feels increasingly unsafe.
Mm.
He doesn't just tell us. He makes you feel those stakes.
Yeah, he absolutely does. And Adler doesn't offer a neat resolution, no tidy ending. Instead, he leaves us with Sarah Rabe, a woman who is forced to embody this raw, urgent debate between what we claim we believe and what we might actually be capable of doing when our own world collapses.
Thanks for joining us on The Deep Dive. Torture Man. Look, it's not comfortable reading. It's definitely not clean.
Mm-hmm.
But it feels essential, especially now, maybe, when the rules of morality can feel sort of negotiable. Warren Adler dares to ask, what would you sacrifice to protect the person you love most? We highly recommend you pick up Torture Man by Warren Adler, or perhaps revisit it with these ideas in mind. Until next time, stay brave, stay thoughtful, and keep diving deeper into the stories that really challenge us.